always has been a sober judge, and I somehow unwittingly, and even while drinking, turned into a corporate counsel, and later, thankfully, became a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. The professor's kidneys gave out from one too many martinis. The exporting lawyer kept drinking until he died, despite a liver transplant. My ex-husband died in a fire on what was to be, he had said, his last drunk before going to AA again when I was 10 years sober. I have been to too many premature funerals due to our good friend, alcohol. My husband and I met and married in law school in a romantic haze of alcohol, twinkling lights, and much promise. We stood out as the only young married couple in our class. We worked and played hard, camped and hiked and skied, threw fabulous parties for our sophisticated friends, and prided ourselves on staying away from drugs. In fact, it was fear that kept me away from drugs, fear that I might not get called to the bar. That's the other bar, the legal one, if I were convicted of possession of illegal street drugs. More importantly, my best friend was wonderful, powerful alcohol, and I loved it. Until I was 4 years old, I lived upstairs from a tavern where I saw a few drunks bounced around. My mother worked for relatives who also lived over the tavern, and whoever had time looked after me. Despite my pleas, my mother married a violent man, and we moved away to a life that made my tavern life look really holy. I kept running away back to the tavern until it was demolished. I still fondly look at pictures of that place. By the age of 14, I had my first drunk, which ended in a minor police visit to my home. By the age